Welcome to Agency of the Month, sponsored by HPE on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Now, here's your host, Tom Temin.
Imagine getting an email with images of all the physical mail that will be delivered to your home later that day. The Postal Service is piloting the informed delivery system right now in New York City. That's just one innovation USPS is trying. I spoke with Gary Reblin, the Vice President for New Products and Innovation. He describes a range of new products, including some for the Postal Service's bread-and-butter business.
One of the things the Postal Service has been doing with new products is, first of all, in our shipping business. We're really looking at opportunities of how we can take advantage of the fact that we're at every house every day, which makes us ideal for e-commerce delivery. But what we've done is we've really expanded what we've done, what we do. Today we offer same day, we offer next day, we offer Sunday delivery, and that's just the options. We're also delivering more products. We deliver groceries. We deliver water in New York. We actually even deliver for a fish market, live fish, on a daily basis. So what we're really doing is we're expanding our shipping business to meet the needs of e-commerce. More and more is being shipped on a daily basis, so there's been a lot of opportunity. And as we look at being competitive, one of the main things we need to make sure is that we have the same offerings as our competitors, but we also take advantage of our uniqueness to offer the customer a better experience.
And there's some cooperation and cross-business among the Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, and some other types of carriers too, isn't there?
Yes. For other carriers, as well as companies like Amazon, we do the last mile delivery. What that means is the company will drop it off at our delivery unit, so at your local post office, and from there, we'll actually deliver it on our route. So they might do the first half of it, taking it from where they received it, say in Los Angeles, to where I am in Washington, D.C. They drop it off at my post office in Falls Church, and our carrier is the one who actually takes it out and enables the delivery.
So everything still has to go through a postal process center at some point in its life cycle of delivery?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, it will go through our processing center, but if it's already being delivered at the local processing center, we actually don't have to sort it on any of equipment. We just put it on a transportation, take it out to the delivery unit, and enable delivery.
Now, how well are the vehicles the Postal Service have, some of which are older than, you know, our kids at this point? I mean, they really go back. How suited are they to the modern commerce requirements?
Well, one of the nice things about the vehicles is they are fairly large, and they can handle the current volume. Our biggest issue is the age, which is why you hear a lot about us replacing the fleet. And, of course, when you replace anything, you do look at what you can do better and how you can suit it to today's business. Because, as you can imagine, our business today and the mail and the packages that we deliver today is much different than when we purchased these vehicles 20-plus years ago.
And so what is the biggest single volume for the Postal Service at this point? I mean, when you look at first class and commercial class and and package and so forth.
Well, I mean, we talk a lot about our parcels, and of course, that's our largest growth area. But we still have $40 billion of business in letter mail, letter and flat mail that we deliver. I mean, letters are still a huge business for the Postal Service. And when you think about that quantity, $40 billion, and we're getting it at 50 cents a piece, you can just imagine the scale of what's still going through a Postal Service.
Now, I happen to be a letter writer with a fountain pen on good vellum stationery with stamps. I'm old-fashioned that way, but I think that's the best way to communicate in some circumstances. Is there any area for innovation in that classic part of the Postal Service?
Well, there is, and what we do a lot is partner with private companies, and there's a lot of partnering to be done in that area. For example, this year alone, we estimate that over 50% of holiday cards were sent through a third party that actually prepared the card, in many cases put the address on the envelope, the stamp, to make it convenient to be able to to be sent to the end recipient. So using the technology such as mobile technology to make it easy to enable someone to send a card is one area. And what we do is we partner with those third parties so we can set up address correction. So if someone enters a wrong address, we're able to give them software to immediately tell them that is a valid address and that's a correct recipient to receive that.
We're speaking with Gary Reblin, Vice President of New Products and Innovation at the U.S. Postal Service. So the drudgery part of envelopes and so forth, you remove for people so they can still have their handiwork, though, go through the mail.
Absolutely. And there's actually also ones that have worked on thank you notes and other things like that, that modernizing those as well.
All right. Let's talk about informed delivery. What is it and how does it work?
Well, informed delivery is actually a new program that we're rolling out right now. We're actually piloting it in both New York and in the Northern Virginia area. What it does is it takes advantage of the fact that when we process mail, in order to read the barcode and sort it to the correct destination, you actually have to take a picture of the mail piece, and that's how the barcode's read off of it by the software. So what we did was we took advantage of the fact that we had a piece and what an image of the piece, and we extract it, and we actually package it in an email, or we can put it into an app, or we can put it onto a dashboard and allow the consumer to be able to see images of all the mail pieces that they'll be receiving that day. If you have the email...
And why would they want that?
Well, I actually have some great examples for you, so I'm glad you queued me up on that. A lot of people travel. Those are some of the people that we've seen. They want to still be able to monitor what comes into their house while they're on travel to see if they have anything urgent. We have a lot of small businesses that have taken advantage of this. They live on the fact that the check's still coming through the mail, and they want to know what to expect.
They live on the receivables, right?
Exactly. They know whether or not to be able to call someone if they've seen the check. They obviously don't have to make the call. We also have a lot of people that are using this because there tends to be one person in the household that will get the mail and essentially filter it and decide what everybody should see. Well, we've had a lot of people that have used this that have said, I tend to not be that person. So it's great to be able to see what's actually coming into my mailbox.
So people gaslight one another, and this is a way to get around that, it sounds like.
Well, I happen to be one of the people in my household that doesn't sort the mail. My wife does. And it's actually a funny story. I saw an advertisement from a company that was offering 25% off a new driver. Well, I decided that I wanted that new driver, so I went out and I went home, got that piece of mail, and ordered that driver online based on the piece of mail that I probably would never have seen if I didn't have the informed delivery application.
I guess that does complete the 21st century email about mail.
Right. Well, the other nice part about it, too, is we're actually going to offer conveniences. For example, if you get a catalog in the mail that you like to shop, you can see the catalog, and if you want to go shop, you'll be able to press the image of the mail piece and go directly to, for example, the Macy's website and shop directly from there. So if you see the offer, which is on the mail piece, and you do want to elect to go and shop now, you'll be able to do that.
And so how do people sign up for this in the experience? You said New York City and
right.
A couple of other areas it's being offered as a
right.
as a trial. How do they do it, and what has the take-up been?
We've actually seen great take-up. So we do a few different campaigns to get people to sign up. So first, on our USPS.com site, we can filter it to just show an offer for New York City. So the people in New York City will see an advertisement that says right on our USPS.com site to sign up for informed delivery, and it talks about the value propositions and why someone may be interested in that. In addition, we do use letters in the mail to go out to households to be able to reach out to people. And we have people that do a lot of business through us that come to USPS.com a lot that have signed up for other services and given us their email address. So we'll email them and ask them if they want to become a member. Over 60% of the people in this program have told us that they've been driven to the mail piece to view one of the mail pieces that are there, or they'd be able to act on a direct mail piece, like me purchasing the driver, for example.
Wow. Golf driver, by the way.
The golf driver, yes.
Not a printer driver or something for electronics. All right. Interesting. And so what's the plan for this? If it works in New York, do you plan it nationwide?
Yeah, if we can make it there, we can make it anywhere, right? But seriously, what we plan on doing with this is we're actually looking to do nationwide rollout beginning in January of this year. And we would actually look to have this rolled out by spring of next year.
Gary Reblin is Vice President for New Products and Innovation at the U.S. Postal Service. In part two of this interview, Reblin describes the technology underpinnings of informed delivery. I'm Tom Temin.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve, as they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option, we won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
The U.S. Postal Service is piloting a program that could revolutionize mail. It's called Informed Delivery, and it provides households with an email containing images and links for the physical mail the letter carrier will be bringing them later in the day. It takes a lot of technology to pull it off. Gary Reblin, the Vice President for New Products and Innovation at the Postal Service, explains.
People think it's a lot easier than it is, but it's really pretty amazing how we're able to do this. The fact that we're able to catch a very clear image of the mail piece, we then have to funnel it using image capture surveys into a software program. And then we take the billions of mail pieces that we have, and we have to order them down to specifically the person that's getting them, put it into a message, and then take that message and send it out all before 9 o'clock so they receive it the day they're going to get the mail, so they're able to get that preview. The amount of technology that it takes to put that process together is really a lot for what people view as a simple thing, which is to get an email.
And does Postal Service run this itself, or do you have a contractor that offloads the whole thing?
No, we run this 100% ourselves. One of the reasons is for privacy. One of the things that we make sure is we do a lot of authentication of the person before they can have access to this service. So what we want to do, make sure that you are who you say you are if you're going to sign up for this service, and we are going to only send it personally from us to you. And then once those images are sent, we actually delete the images so we don't keep them.
All right, I wanted to move on and ask you about yourself. You've been at the Postal Service 25 years, and 25 years ago was just about the dawn of when email was becoming something people would have in the office, let alone at home. It was pretty still ahead. And so tell us your background, how you became the guy in charge of innovation and new products here.
Okay. Well, I actually, I went to school. I was an industrial engineer, and I got recruited out of the Postal Service to our engineering department. And if you can think back 25 years ago, basically what was going on in the Postal Service, most of the mail was sorted either manually or on a machine that basically the machine's only purpose was to put the letter in front of somebody so that they could key in the address to make it go to the end destination. Well, we were just implementing what we called our automation program. And basically, we were taking all that manual work, and we were developing machines that automatically read everything, including handwriting. And believe me, people's handwritings was terrible. And we actually worked and did most of the development on handwriting technology that's out there today that computers do. We started out, our first application that we put out at that point in time that I helped develop was only reading handwriting at 2%. Now we're well over 90% of all handwriting can be read automatically. And think about this, at speeds of we sorted at 40,000 letters an hour is the speed that we do it. And today we sort letter mail down for the carrier to the sequence the carrier walks his route. So for a young engineer, this was a great area to be able to get into and to be able to develop this brand new platform for the Postal Service.
And is there still room to run in that kind of sorting technology area?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's definitely opportunity to be able to go. However, I will say from our letter standpoint, where we are right now is pretty efficient. But what we're trying to do, and programs like Informed Delivery actually took advantage of my background, which I knew those images were available, and came up with this program based on that fact of a customer insight that people would like to see that, and the fact that knew how to do it on my background, based on my background. So also had interesting experiences. I basically put in the tracking network for the Postal Service so that the barcode that you see on every package and every letter I developed before we put in new barcodes. Barcodes basically just had your zip code in there. Now every barcode that's used by the Postal Service is unique, so we can track every single letter and every single package through our system. And that's, you know, that was a big part of what I did in the early 2000s before I moved into the marketing group and what I'm doing now.
Gary Reblin is the Vice President for New Products and Innovation at the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Tom Temin.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve, as they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option. We won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
We're speaking with Gary Reblin, Vice President for New Products and Innovation at the U.S. Postal Service. And what are you looking for down the line? What's ahead now that that you've got informed mail starting to roll out?
Well, it's a lot to do with this. It's basically what we're trying to do is evolve mail. And when I say that, what I mean is, you talked about it when email came, we bemoaned what digital was doing to the Postal Service and diversion and so forth. Now we look at it differently. How can it enhance the mail and the experience? You talked earlier about advertising mail. Well, one of the things that we work with mailers is how we can use technology to make advertising mail even better. We have a large customer, IKEA, that recently used augmented reality with their catalog. Augmented reality for them allows people to be able to use their mobile phone and see a piece of furniture that IKEA is selling and what it would look like in their house. By simply taking a picture of that furniture, you basically look into your camera's lens on your smartphone, and it superimposes that piece of furniture into the spot where you want to see it in your house. That technology can also be used to see a new paint color on your walls. We're also looking at working with mailers. How can we use little trackers that can actually be put inside a paper right now? So you can tap a smartphone and go to a website using near-field communications, the same technology that's used to make payments in Apple Pay, we can use for our own applications. So we're doing a lot with technology and with the phone to enhance the basic experience for the customer receiving the mail piece. So they get the mail that they want, and it's entertaining.
Yeah, I guess mobility is playing a big part of the thing, the areas you're looking at as we go forward, because everybody's got one of these devices now.
Absolutely. It's basically, it allows the Postal Service and anything that we send to be able to be quickly linked online. And when you think about it, with e-commerce and where e-commerce has gone, a lot of mail that 20 years ago would have sent somebody to a store, today is trying to send them online to make a purchase. So one of the things that we want is for that mail piece or for that catalog or for that advertisement to be make it real easy for the person to be able to jump online and do shopping if that's what the catalog's intent is.
And just describe the process by which these new innovations, these new products get approved and tested and rolled out and kind of get the imprimatur from postal management or top postal manager, the postmaster, and the Postal Regulatory Commission.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things that we find ourselves doing is we do a lot of pilot programs. Up front, we do a lot of customer research, and a lot of these programs are based on customer insights that we get and what customers tell us they would like to see. Then based on that, we'll run a pilot like we're doing with the informed delivery program in an area, and we measure all our results. We measure how many people are going on, how many people are using it, how many people are clicking through to websites. And then based on all these metrics, we then determine how successful it is going forward. If we're putting a price on it, then we have to go to our Postal Regulatory Commission, and they'll authorize the price so that we have something that we can charge for it, and then we move forward with the program.
And getting back to informed delivery, does that have a price tag with it, or is that just a free service?
Right now, it's just a free service. One of the things that we're seeing a great benefit from is we're getting people more engaged in the mail. We're driving people to the mail to see what's in the mail. It's the same thing. I say it's very analogous to shipping. At one point, we just shipped packages to a house. At another, and then we added tracking. And today, you wouldn't think of a package coming to your house without having tracking. Well, this is a feature for letter mail as well. So we're seeing it as an opportunity for the customer to be able to see what's coming to them so that they can better engage into it and they can react to it the way they want. If they want to react to it when they see the image and go online, go ahead. If they want to be driven to their mailbox and see and feel the tactile experience of the hard copy mail piece and see the art associated with it, well, then they have that capability as well.
Gary Reblin is the Vice President for New Products and Innovation at the U.S. Postal Service. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Agency of the Month, sponsored by HPE. The entire show is available on demand on federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month.